All right, up next will be California coach Sonny Dykes, and the Golden Bears are on the road at Washington this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star one. Your first question comes from the line of Zach Rosenblatt with the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, coach, you were on the Arizona staff in 2009 when game day was in town for the Orange game. I was curious if you remember that game at all.
Yeah, I do. It was a really heck of a ball game. I think it was the double overtime game, and we hit a big screen. I remember we threw a tunnel screen with a couple of minutes left, and then they drove down, scored, sent in overtime, and heck of a ball game. I know Tucson was humming that night, and I would expect it to be humming Saturday as well.
Yeah, do you remember what you were thinking when you saw the fans start storming the field before the game was over?
Yeah, you know, we'd had kind of the same thing had happened 2 years before we'd beat Oregon. I just remember thinking they hadn't seen Jeremiah Masoli on film like we had, because he always seemed to be able to pull a rabbit out of his hat. And he did that on that last drive. You know, converted a couple of fourth downs and got the game tied right at the end of the ball game. And so, Arizona always had a great student section, really, really passionate fans, and it was a fun ball game.
Thanks, Coach.
No problem.
Your next question comes from the line of Chad Kripp with Idaho Statesman.
Hey, Coach. Doing a story on true freshman quarterbacks, and you obviously have some experience with that from a couple of years ago, and now kind of reaping the benefits. I'm wondering kind of what the bumps in the road and positives were of doing that, and maybe what you've seen 2 years later.
Yeah, Jared had a tough task because we weren't very good. We didn't have much of a supporting cast, really young in the offensive line, young in the skill positions, and then, really struggled defensively as well. And so, we kind of threw him to the wolves. It was the perfect storm that first year. He handled it incredibly well, and I think that's probably – that experience is probably part of the reason he's where he is today. I think just going through that at a young age really helped him develop and gave him that, that mental toughness that a quarterback has to have. And, it was a hard year for him, but as I said, I think those reps and those experiences have paid dividends for him.
Did you worry at all that the bumps were going to be too much, that it would discourage him, the confidence wouldn't be there later?
Yeah, a little bit. Sure we did. The thing, that's something we used to talk about a lot. I mean, just worried about him getting beat up physically and a little bit mentally as well. And the great thing about Jared is, he's got confidence. He's very humble, but he's also got confidence. And it was one of those things, we talked to him a lot about it, just, hey, making sure we just keep working and improving. And that's been our goal with our entire program, is just make sure we keep getting better. And Jared's done that for sure.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimmel with ESPN.com.
Sonny, sort of along the same lines as that last question, I'm sure you've watched plenty of film on Jake Browning from the last couple of weeks. What stands out to you about him, and are there any comparisons to Jared from when he was a true freshman?
I think so. I mean, I think they're similar guys. Both of them were very well coached in high school. I think that's where it starts, and they both had a lot of success, and won a lot of football games and played in similar offenses. Certainly, Jared did an offense that was fairly similar to ours. And so they've got that experience. They've gotten all those reps for being the starting quarterback that long, and that helps their development. I think that's why they both had an opportunity to play so early, is because of the reps and the coaching they got in high school. They're similar. They're both, good decision makers. Jake moves around pretty good in the pocket. He's not a real fast guy, but he's moves around deceptively in the pocket and has a great sense of timing and is accurate. And so they remind me of each other quite a bit.
You mentioned the perfect storm from Jared's first year, young skill players, young offensive line. Is there something to be said for that group growing up together in the offense? So every year when you're adding more stuff, it's not just the quarterback who can take on more, but the wide receivers, the running backs, the offensive line, everyone grows up together?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that's, you know, just a big part of becoming a good throwing football team is making sure everybody's on the same page. And the only way that happens is reps. You know, those guys have just got to be together and have to put the work in and the time in and for them all to get on the same page and for Jared to understand how Kenny Lawler is going to run a route versus how Bryce Treggs is going to run a route. They're going to be different. And so that's all – that all comes from time and reps and sweat in the off season. And it's fun when they all have an opportunity to grow up together because, you know, they become invested in each other and hopefully that's when you start to become a good football team is when the guys, you know, believe in each other and invest in each other. And you know, we're certainly much more invested than we have been up to this point. We just got to keep it going.
Thanks, Sonny.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeff Ferrato with Oakland Tribune.
Good morning, Sonny. Can you describe your confidence level when you guys throw that back shoulder fade to Kenny Lawler these days? Is that almost unstoppable?
Oh, you know, we'd like to think it is. Certainly, Kenny and Jared have confidence in it. You know, that was a big play for us, a fourth down the other day. We felt like we were going to have to score some points in that ball game, and we converted two, you know, pretty critical fourth downs. You know, scored touchdowns instead of kicking field goals that I thought was really important. And, you know, it's fun when you have confidence in a player as a coach, and it's fun when you have confidence in a teammate like Jared does with Kenny. And Kenny does with Jared. I mean, Jared knows Kenny's going to be in a particular place, and Kenny knows Jared's going to throw the ball in a particular place. And when those two guys are on the same page, you know, they can be pretty tough to stop.
So when Jared throws that ball correctly and Kenny runs the route right, is there almost no way for someone to disrupt that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, there's ways. I mean, there's guys that have done it. You know, good defensive backs always find a way to get things done. So, you know, it's like anything else. We've had some success doing it. We just got to keep getting better at it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that's it. Sonny, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you.